Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hashtag no music, no intro. We are in the smack dab of the middle of just deadness going on in the NFL. There is nothing going on in the NFL. But I've been noticing, man, whether through text message or your tweets, like these things they've been on your mind, Ryan. Like I don't know what. What's been setting you off about them, but you have had some thoughts about the New Orleans Saints. So I'm not even talk that much. Like, I won't let you talk. Like, what's going on? Like, what you gotta say about the Saints?
No, man, I don't know. It's just like I was laying here like 6 o'clock this morning, waiting on the alarm to ring, and I was like, what the fuck are they doing? Like, it's like, what are they doing right now? You know what I'm saying? It's like, why am I sitting here at 6 a.m. thinking about the New Orleans Saints? Like, are they even thinking about the New Orleans Saints right now?
Doesn't seem like it.
Probably not. You know what I'm saying?
Before like a couple of days before the draft, Sean Payton was out there golfing. So
golfing and shit, man. It's like, it just, I don't know. I guess it just, it all, like, it's starting to all just kind of come together. I mean, draft is over. Free agency is over. Drew's gone. You know, they made the cuts, the salary cap management they had to do. Like, for the most part, this is the 2021 Saints that we have. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
They're going to be a few additions here and there going forward. But this is it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, this is what y'all do, like, post-Breeze. Like, this is the plan. Like, what are y'all doing, man? It's, and it could just be, look, I am a fan. I know how, we've said before, you know, I'm disconnected and, you know, I'm not a fanatic like I used to be, but it's still a team I care about. You know, I invest a lot of, we got a podcast about it. You know what I'm saying? So it's a team I invest a lot of my, you know, mental energy in. And, you know, I think about a lot. And plus, just I'm interested. Overall, I'm interested in team building and, you know, building championship teams and, you know, what teams go through to do that. And I'm just looking at the Saints. It's like, it's just a big question mark, man. It's like, what are y'all doing? It's like,
where's the vision? Like, what's the vision?
What's the vision here? What's the vision? Like, if it was like, okay, they drafted two running backs and another guard. And look, they're about to just ground and pound this thing. And that's their plan. I, you know, regardless of what you think of that, I'd be like, okay, that's the plan. You know, or they drafted, you know, a wide receiver and, you know, a pass catcher running back and a tight end. And, you know, or they signed another tight end or something like that. And it's like, okay, that's their plan. They're about to air it out. Or maybe they went all defense. You know, they're just going to be on a stout defense. But I just don't know. I look at what they've done. I mean, you lost the cornerback. You haven't filled that in. You really haven't addressed linebacker. I mean, depending on how you want to look at it. But even if you like Pete Warner, even if you like him, like, is he a starter? You know what I'm saying? Like,
he was taken 60th overall, like 60th in the draft, Ryan. Like, he better be started.
I mean, Luke Kuechly went what, 11th overall, 9th overall?
He went, like 9th or 11th, something like that.
Something like that. Like, he went high for a linebacker. And, I mean, shit, he was a weak side linebacker his first season. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, I mean, you asking Pete Werner to come in next to DeMario and just be the man? Like, I mean, I don't know.
Who is it going to be, Zach Bond? Like,
he's going to have to be. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's the whole point. It's like, he's going to have to be. You know, they lost so many players, you know, due to the cap. And individually, you can say, okay, this player is replaceable. But when you add them all up, you know, like, who we lost? Trey Hendrickson, Sheldon Rankins, Quan Alexander due to injury. Who else?
Norris.
Norris Jenkins, Malcolm Brown,
Josh Hill,
just so many players that just
and whatever you want to say about him,
Emmanuel Sanders,
and whatever you want to say about him, I know as Saints fans he was highly fucking annoying. I mean, they also lost Jared Cook, and I get it, but people are. We talked about it on the show before. Like, people were thinking, you know, Big Fish, Adam Troutman, who had 15 catches next year, is going to just – that's a huge projection. It's a huge projection.
Huge projection, man. It's like, okay, we got rid of, like, 2,000-3,000 snaps and didn't really replace those snaps. You know what I'm saying? And teams do that. And, you know, it happens. And who knows, you know, maybe the young guys step up, but it's like, I'm just like, what is the vision, bro? Like, I can't wrap my hand about it. And I just feel like, is this the plan y'all had? Like, we knew Drew Brees was year to year since 2017. The team knew. And it's like, you didn't have a plan in place. To be like, okay.
It's so weird because so they kind of did, right? Like, they're going to draft Pat Mahomes. That didn't work out. And then
they've tried. Okay, they've tried. I give them that.
So that was the original plan. If that would have worked out, bro, we would be on cloud nine right now. Because I think the Saints would have at least have won one Super Bowl, right? So that didn't work out. And then last offseason, before Drew decided to come back, like, it was like, well, shit, if Drew retires this year, then we'll just go sign Tom Brady.
Right.
May have won the Super Bowl. That's an all-in move. That's not for the future. But may have won a Super Bowl last year if they had signed Tom Brady. Maybe. We don't know. And then he comes back, and then it was like, oh, we got Jameis. Like, I don't know, man. Teams don't get lucky enough. Like, it doesn't happen often. The worst of Colt situation, Peyton to Andrew Luck, Green Bay, Favre to Aaron Rodgers. Like, that's so few and far between. But man, it just, and I think the team, like, if you ask Sean Payton what he feels of this team, to me, they were, you know, and it was reported numerous times, like, they didn't do it because the cost was too high, but they were willing to trade from 28 to the top 10 to draft a cornerback.
Yeah.
Like, so that would bye-bye next year's first round draft pick. And to me, that says, like, if They feel like the team is like a corner away from being like top of the NFC. And I was like, so, I mean, that the team's kind of like, they've shown you that, right?
Right.
And it's like, this team? Like, this team is a corner right. away?
Yeah, it's like, what does, what? But at the same time, they're also willing to draft Mac Jones to get, you know, to get in front of the Patriots.
Like, no vision, bro. Like, it's like, all right, like, well, if we go into the top 10, like, we'll draft corner or corner away. But if you draft Mac Jones, like, that completely, to me, says something completely different, right? That's a rebuild. Maybe not even a rebuild. It just means that yeah. maybe you feel like you have talent in place, but, like, you're just going to have a different quarterback at the helm.
Right.
I don't know. Like, they are just all over the place. They're just so finicky. Like, that's the annoying part, right?
And it's like, I would have liked them to just do something and commit to it. Like, if it's Jameis, okay. It's Jameis, flood Jameis with weapons. Mm-hmm. And just go, like, give him the most minimal amount of excuses to fail. You know what I'm saying? Like, make sure he does not fail. Get a backup tight, get a backup guard. Get a, you know, go get a tight end, however you can, trade, whatever. Go get another wide receiver to go with Mike Thomas. Like, just make sure he does not fail. You know what I'm saying? If he fails, it's on him, you know? But it's not, like, that's not what they did. Or if it's, you know, if you want to go defense, then go to defensive route. But you let Janoris Jenkins go when, you know, They basically decided he wasn't worth $11 million. Like, that's what they
did. Which is crazy because, like, we've seen them do cap gymnastics. Like, right. they could have figured something up where they gave him, like, a two-year contract extension that was only, like, they could have done that. They chose not to
for whatever reason. Maybe, you know, he's in a over 30. Maybe they looked at some of his snaps and said, just not worth the cost. But then you're going to trade up. Then you're willing to trade up and give up, like, future first to get Patrick Surtain. Or it's like, what's going on here?
Throwing darts, bro. I feel like they're just throwing darts.
I was sitting thinking about all that shit this morning, man. I was like, what are these dudes doing, man? Like, who is running this thing? I know Sean Payton's running it, but, like,
is it Jeff? Like, we don't know, man. Like, It's you know what's so funny is that I listened to, you know, around the NFL podcast and listening to Greg Rosenthal, who hopefully can come on the show next week, like wax poetically about Calvin Ridley, and then it just dawned on me, and I tweeted it, and it got more likes or whatever than I imagined it, but like the Saints really just passed on Calvin Ridley and just drafted Marcus Davenport, bro, like. Like, Calvin Ridley's like a legit top 15 wide receiver in the league right now.
Mm-hmm. Just, I don't know, man. And I was, you know, texting with Underhill about it, and you know, he was just trying to say like, hey, you know what I mean? They had too much talent to just like blow it up and, you know, start over. Which, you know, I understand that. It's like, You got like some top notch talent. Like, why waste that?
I mean, you know, Mike Thomas, top five wide receiver when healthy. Alvin Kamara. To me, he's the best running back in the league. And Ryan Ramczyk, who is top notch, probably best right tackle in football. If he's not the best, top three. Yeah. Like, those are cornerstones. And whatever you say about Marshawn and Marcus, they kind of have the same gripes about them. Like, their talent for how young they are is indisputable. Like, you can't argue how talented they are, even though they may not be consistent. So that's five players that are three of those are elite at their position.
And the others are potential elite. You know what I'm saying?
So that's It's just weird. And Steve Weiss may have, he kind of maybe told us when he, was on Around the NFL podcast. He was like, maybe you're just doing like a little reset. But then I was like, but do you do a reset? You just take the year off or what? Not year, but just take it off. But you don't do that if you're trying to trade into the top 10 for a cornerback. That's not a reset, though.
Exactly. Because if you did that, then you wouldn't have had no ammunition to go get Russell Wilson next year, whatever. And on top of that, it's like next year, okay, let's say this year is a reset year, and next year you're going to go and make a big move for Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson or Aaron Rodgers or whatever.
Whoever.
I mean, Teron Armstead is going to be a year older. DeMario Davis is going to be 33. You haven't extended Ramchek or Lattimore or Marcus Williams.
And Breer tweeted this morning, the Saints have the least amount of cap space in the NFL, like $300K.
Not even a million, bro. Dudes got 401K more than Saints cap space, bro. Niggas 401k hit more. Niggas cryptocurrency balance did more than that. Like, come on, man.
He got NFTs out here with more value.
NFTs and shit. And meanwhile, Saints cap is not like they're out of cap hell next year. They have 30 players cost $200 million of cap space next year for the Saints. 30 players. That's all they have next year. 30 players that are signed.
Which happens when you kick the can down the road.
And that's the thing. This has been my view for since we gave Drew his first extension. I was like, look, when Drew Brees leaves, if they don't have a quarterback in place, it's gonna be darkness. It's gonna be darkness for a year or two because they are gonna have to swallow the cap. How they've kicked the can down the road is just going to swallow it. And I was fine with that. But it's like they're not doing that. They're kind of in the middle where it's kind of
they're trying to straddle the line.
It's straddling the line, and that's like one of the worst feelings, bro. It's like you're not – if it was just dumpster fire. They dumped all their bad contracts. They signed Ramchek, Lattimore, and some of the good players, but dumped their bad contracts and just said, you know what, we just got to swallow the pain. Next year, we're gonna have cap space, we're gonna have draft picks, and we're gonna try to rebuild this thing and bounce back in a year or two. But okay, it sucks for now, but that's what we're doing. But it's like. They're kind of showing that they're all in, but at the same time, they're not really all in. I just hate that feeling because it just screams 9-8. You know what I'm saying?
We went through the schedule. We gave them 10-7. Like that.
It felt right. It just felt right.
It did.
And who knows? I tweeted that the dream scenario, if Saints were to win a Super Bowl this year, what would have to happen? What would have to happen? You have to answer that question. This team, what would have to happen? Okay, me personally, right. I think the offense would have to be great.
Yeah, Jameis would need to be – man, I can't even think of a description that – I don't know. Jameis would need to be stellar, right? Stellar is the first thing. Two firsts would need to basically act like he was Trey Hendrickson last year in a contract year.
Mm-hmm.
And just put up double-digit sacks, be healthy. Cam Jordan would have to look like Cam Jordan. Of 2017, 2018. I want that Cam Jordan that, remember the Cowboys game on Thursday Night Football that, that game was out of hand and Dallas is going in to score, and he beats the right tackle, forces Zeke to fumble, and he recovered the fumble. Like that, he needs to make plays like that again. Like, that's the Cam Jordan that would have to show up. And honestly, and this seems like the biggest reach of them all, Paulson Adebo would need to come in as a rookie and play like Tracy Porter did.
Oh, that's a lot.
we're not even talking about Adam Trautman, you know, taking steps, like Deontay Harris,
the offense would have to be unlocked,
unlocked.
It would have to be Jameis Winston going downfield, open up, unlocking Tre'Quan Smith finally catching over 30 passes,
and he doesn't get hurt.
It would have to be, you know, Deontay Harris, shining downfield. It would have to be Mike Thomas, you know, returning to form, catching, 120 balls, going downfield, beasting. It had to be Alvin Kamara staying healthy all year, going crazy. I mean, everything would have to come together. Everything, including Jameis, which is the number one question. Jameis would have to play like he's never played before.
I think if Jameis take one of Matt Stafford's pretty good seasons in Detroit, but everything else in Detroit went to shit like it always does. Jameis needs one of those seasons, right? Uh-huh. Where he's viewed as, I don't even think he needs to be a top 10 quarterback, but he needs to be a top 15-ish quarterback.
I was listening to, New Orleans.football podcast, and they had, Mike Triplett on there. And it really brought up a good point. It kind of reminded me, the offense was horrible last year. it was really bad.
It was bad, bro.
We covered it on this podcast. We talked about how just hard it was to move the ball. It was excruciating.
Yeah, man.
A Sean Payton offense was excruciating to watch because it's
slow, methodical, ugh.
5 yards at a time, mistakes, just.
I think Sean really feels and right or wrong, we're going to see. But I think he feels that with, him having Jameis having an arm, that's going to unlock part of some of the offense that hasn't been there. And I get it. I 100% get it. But I feel like that's still, you said, if that's what it is, which is fine, just give Jameis the weapons.
Right.
You're banking on him. Mike Thomas, yeah, cool. But what about everybody else? Jameis going to be throwing the Marquez Callaway? And this is where I get so, I'm glad I'm working a lot, so I don't really get time to really be on Twitter a whole bunch. But Saints fans, what are these blinders they be wearing, bro? I don't get it. You show me some tweet of some dude, he posted a video Marquez Callaway against the fucking Lions. It was he's gonna be a stud.
On my life, he's gonna be a stud. I'm bro. And it was a great catch. Don't get me wrong, but it's what? What are you asking a UDFA from Tennessee to be a stud wide receiver, with Jameis throwing to him? You know what I'm saying? It's we kind of tap into reality a little bit. And I know people are it doesn't matter where you drafted. Look at Pierre Thomas and Marcus Carson and all that. Outliers. All of them are outliers. Yes. And maybe Marcus Callaway is an outlier.
Victor Cruz, Arian Foster's. We get it. We're not dumb, right? But historically, it doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen. And
or else teams will be drafting quarterbacks in the fifth round every year and they turn into Tom Brady. That doesn't fucking happen.
Right. Yeah, Tom Brady's a sixth round. Okay, yes, we get it. It does happen very rarely. Very rarely. So I don't know, man. It's You got to take the blinders off, man. Like, just look at the team for what it is right now. I'm not saying, like, I'm trying not to be a negative name. I'm not a negative Nancy. Like, I am not. I'm really not a negative Nancy. Like, I really, like, I like to look at the positives. But just looking at this team, it just gives me a big question mark, like a big shrug. If I wasn't a fan, just looking from the outside, that's how I'd be. I'd just be like, man, what are they doing? No. What the fuck are they doing over there, man?
No clue, bro. No. I don't know. Like, and that's the thing. Like, it's so funny because after the draft happened, and it's like I texted you. Like sometimes I'll just be, and you know, I haven't thought about the Saints intently since the draft, but sometimes like I text, like I'll just be thinking like, these niggas really drafted Pete Warner in the second round, bro.
And I've seen so many tweets the last 2 weeks of he's where he's supposed to be. I mean, I can't think of a phrase that pisses me off more, man. Like that phrase, it really burns me up. It just brings me back to Scott Stanley. Like that's what like Jeff Duncan and she used to say when, you know, we'd be criticizing Stanley, he'd be like, look, Scott Stanley's a solid linebacker. He's always where he's supposed to be. I don't give a fuck about that shit. So you tell me he's supposed to be 20 yards downfield? Like hey. That doesn't do nothing for me. You know what I'm saying?
Like, and then it goes back to the old vision thing, right? Like, what's the vision of this team? Because you draft, and we talked about this after the draft, but it just goes back to like what, like the team. I don't even feel like the team knows where they what their vision is, because you draft I was about to call him Scott Stanley. You draft Pete Warner in the second, 60 overall, and then the year before you drafted a linebacker, an edge rusher, and moved him to off ball linebacker in the third round. So what's the vision? Like that's the question that we keep asking, and people feel like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Like,
they always say the same thing. Like, that's why, I mean, you just got to throw that shit out. Every time you listen to the draft, you're like, look, we have a vision for this player. Listen, we have a vision for this player. Sean Payton said the exact same thing about Stanley Jean-Baptiste when he was drafted. Go and find it. Like, you can go listen to the audio. Look, we have a vision for Stanley Jean-Baptiste. You know, he's big, he's long, you know, he's gonna play press man and blah, 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 blah. No. Like, I don't care what your vision is. Is he good? Yeah. Is that a good player?
That's it. Can he cover? he could not. He could not.
He couldn't, man. Maybe he's out of the league. I'm sure he is. I don't know.
Yes, he is 100% out of the league.
I'm like, man, I need answers. I'm just hoping, I'll just wait for them to do something, man. Like, I know after June 1st, maybe they'll get Richard Sherman. I feel a little better about the defense if they get, you know, a veteran in there. I don't think the defense is going to be stout this year, but I think with the pieces they do have, they could be a solid defense. I don't think it'll be a dumpster fire defense or anything like 2015 or something like that. You know, they have enough talent, CeeDee Deuce and, you know, defensive line and DeMario and Marshawn and all that to be a solid defense. But if you're just going to be a solid defense, this is an offensive league, bro. Y'all got to come out. Man. Slinging that motherfucker. And then I look at the pass catches and I'm just like, ugh. Yeah, bro. Hey, Adam Trautman, y'all gonna keep showing me that gif of that little jerk route Adam Trautman do. Like, come on, man. Like,
word that shit out, bro. Word it out.
And I like Adam Trautman. I liked him as a prospect. But it's like, without vision him, I didn't vision him as like this number one George Kittle. You know what I'm saying? I visited him as like, oh, that's a solid tight end to come in. Maybe give you, 400-500 yards, you know, make some key plays, some good blocks. You know,
yeah, like a solid tight end two.
Right. Exactly. Like with Jared Cook if Jared Cook was like, you know, had his head together, that'd be a nice little tandem. You know what I'm saying? But it's just, he's the one, you know. Vinette.
Don't forget about Nick Vinette.
Like, what is this supposed to be, man? And
like I said, bro, like, I said it, I think, before the free agency or whatever, but, like, maybe we should have brought back Dan Arnold back, bro.
Dan Arnold, bro. That's
when you know shit's bad, bro. Like, when I'm saying, like, maybe they should have brought back Dan Arnold, like, you know shit is dire. Dire.
It's going to be interesting, though, because one thing Mike Tripp could say was, like, when he was watching Jameis at camp last year, he said, like, since he's been covering these Saints under Sean Payton, he's never seen a Saints quarterback just go downfield like Jameis did. Like, just naturally he wanted to go downfield. He's not about that check down shit or none of that. He's just like, risking a biscuit.
Alvin about to be pissed, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how does that work? Like, on the screen passes, you know, maybe Eric Kamara not going to catch 81 passes this year.
Nope.
He's just not.
Nah.
But maybe he catches 50 that are more. Maybe they get him. Because remember, the last 2 years, he hadn't really been involved in, like, the route concepts as much as he used to. Like,
right.
So
probably a lot was Drew's arm.
Yeah. Like, Drew, he was the safety valve for Drew Brees. So,
right.
Any, you know, you just watch it. He's just, you know, out to the sideline waiting on Drew in case, and Drew throw it to him, he gets his couple yards, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? So maybe he'll get downfield a little more. So, you know, you can see some big plays happening with that. Look, it can work. I'm not even saying it can't work. It can work, man. Like, he could unlock some things in Mike Thomas, like slants. You know, put slant boy on the rest. He gonna hit his double moves.
And it might become slant and go boy, bro.
Slant and go, you know what I'm saying? Sluggo scene, let's go. And that could work. That could very well much work. But it's like, man, I'm just not seeing it. Like, it's like I gotta squint hard to see it. You know what I'm saying?
Hard, bro.
And for me to believe it, I have to, like, put on the rosy cheeks like every other Saints fan. Just think everything. The Saints fans think everything's going to work. Everything's going to work. There won't be any injuries. Everybody's going to have their best season. You know, Caesar Reed is going to be a stud guard.
Oh, my God, bro. I texted you when I was coming home. I said, and this might be hyperbole, so I'll preface it by saying this. But I honestly think Larry Warford's last year with the Saints at guard may have been better than Cesar Ruiz's rookie season. Like,
I don't think that's not verbally, bro.
Like, I don't know what these Saints fans are thinking. Like, they need to go back and, like, watch some snaps of Ruiz's rookie season. They were bad, bro. Bad. We know it because we talked about it. But he was just getting beat. Where's Nick Easton? Can we get Nick Easton back?
Oh, my God. Please. That is like, what do you do? Like, Greg Rosenthal talked about it on his Projected Starters article. Like,
thank God I talked to Greg. See, he made sure he didn't take that from us or some of our tweets. But I saw it too. I was like, either Greg's watching our tweets or
But he talked about it like, it's like, what do you do? Like, you're gonna take Eric McCoy, who's been playing great at center?
Dumb. Like, I see this on Twitter so much, Ryan, and it makes me, I was like, you're gonna take a guy at center who was probably top 5 to 8 player at center, maybe higher. Yeah. I don't know, right?
Right.
And you're gonna move him just to justify the Ruiz pick? Like, so then you're gonna bank on Ruiz actually being good at center. And like I said before, his issues weren't positional. He was just getting out, like, he was just getting beat. Like, I don't care where you are on the line, like, where you are doesn't fix that. Right. And then you're gonna move Eric McCoy, back or make move him to guard, and again another projection in hope that he works out at guard? Why? Why?
I just shake my head, man. Where is the vision?
Again, it goes to the point. Why are you drafting a guard or a player who played center in college, and why? Like when you drafted a center like the year before or 2 years or whatever.
He played center in college. It wasn't like he was a guard and then he spent some time at center. He was a center. Like, that's what he played in college. You know what I'm saying? Like, even Baldy talk about it. You go back and listen. Like, he played, like, maybe a few snaps at guard, but it was like, he was a center.
He's a center.
The body built for it, you know? I mean.
And it goes back to our whole thing. Like, what's the vision? And I kind of know what went down in regards to that, the whole situation, you know, when Ruiz was drafted, because the Saints were banking on drafting Justin Jefferson, right? And the Saints getting sniped for players seems to be like a theme these last couple of years, bro.
What the fuck? For a team that just loves to trade up, too.
But when there's elite talent, the only thing I didn't evaluate Justin, I liked him as a player. I like the Eagles pigeonholed him to be a slot receiver, which the Saints could have used, right? And that's the reason the Eagles didn't draft him, because they thought he was good in the slot, but they didn't see him outside. So that's why they took Jalen Reagor over him. Like, that is known knowledge, right? Which also tells you, just like when we evaluate talent as humans, teams also fuck up, people. Like, and the logic can be exactly the same.
Yeah.
So the plan lost last offseason. Can't reveal who this came from. The plan lost offseason was they were going to sign Joe Tooney, who was a free agent from the Pats. They did not expect him to get franchise tagged.
Yeah.
Because if you remember, like, the Patriots kind of unexpectedly franchise tagged Joe Tooney. And then, like, people were like, is he going to get traded? Blah, blah, blah. And they just, he played under the tag last season, whatever. Now he's with fucking Chiefs because of course he fucking is. So that's how they were going to fix the guard problem. They were going to sign Joe Tooney to a lot of money. He was going to be the guard. I don't know if they were going to bring Pete back, but it was going to be some type of combination. McCoy at center, Joe Tooney. And the plan going into that draft potentially was drafting Justin Jefferson, right? So then he gets sniped a couple of picks before them by the Vikings, because of course it fucking would. And then it sounds like, again, they didn't really have, like, a good plan in case he got drafted. Like, and so it's like, oh, well, let's go with the next highest player on our board. Cesar Ruiz. Okay. All right. And it just goes back to, like I said earlier, like you said it, like, just think about the players that have been sniped in front of the Saints for a team that loves to trade. Patrick Mahomes. Justin Jefferson, you know, we don't know if he's going to be good, but Terrace Marshall Jr. But yet, Sean will be petty and trade, like, a draft pick to draft fucking Tommy Stevens, make sure he doesn't go to the Panthers. Like, they got my nerves.
That Terrace Marshall shit, like, that was funny. Because it's like...
These niggas plotted. Like, plotted a year.
Okay, Carolina's sitting in front of you. You know Joe Brady knows the kid.
You know he does.
So it's like... If you want him, like, go get him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, move up 2-3 spots. It's like, come on, man. You got to play the draft board, man. It's like...
They were willing to, and this worked out, right? They traded a future second round pick to the Niners so they could get a third, because they kept their third and got the 49ers third to draft Alvin. So yeah. I don't know how, but I'm saying, let's go back to, like, this year's draft. Say it was Peyton Turner, Terrace Marshall, you know, like, let's say it's instead of P. Warner, that is Terrace Marshall. I feel like as a draft, as fans, again, we don't give two shits about LSU. We're just talking about weapons, right? You feel a lot better about the offense and about the draft in general if that happens, right?
A lot better.
But we got Pete Warner.
And it's funny because I looked at Terrace Marshall as like a rich man's Tre'Quan.
It's so funny because when you made that analogy, I was like, man, that is beautiful.
Right. So it would have just fit perfectly with Jameis and all that shit. And it's like, oh man, come on, bro. And what's crazy, I didn't even love like Terrace Marshall.
I didn't love him, but like you watched him, he was like
okay.
He's a good player. I can see the vision of him in the offense. He can make plays. I kind of saw him of like, you know, and if he turns out to be this, I kind of saw some, maybe it's the LSU thing, some Jarvis Landry in him, but like more explosive. Yeah. And Jarvis Landry has been a damn good receiver in the fucking league, bro. Like,
hell yeah.
Like, that's something you take all day, and it's, but, you know. But we trying to trade up into the top 10 to.
I guarantee you, Terrace texted Joe Brady and said, "Saints about to draft me." Saints about to draft me. And then Joe said, "Man, look, Saints about to draft Terrace. We need to get him." I'm telling you, man. That's how this shit work.
Wouldn't be shocked at all, bro. Wouldn't be shocked at all. Not even a little bit.
Like,
so then I guess my question is, this is why I texted this to you a couple of days ago, like preseason, and I don't know how much we're going to see, but this is going to be the most fascinating preseason the Saints have had since 06.
Oh, man, so fascinating. Because there's a, you know, there's a QB battle. Nah, I just hope, I know, but I just hope Sean Payton doesn't do this stupid, we're going to wait till week one to find out who the quarterback is. Like, look, there's a very limited amount of snaps that go around in training camp at quarterback. After the first preseason game, we should know. Like,
yes.
Come on. Like, don't play. Like, you should know who the – because they only have three preseason games this season. The second one is basically the third – what used to be the third – preseason game where, you know, you have your starters out there and shit like that. So that shit should be wrapped up. Like, don't play around with it, with all these games. But Sean Payton, I know he's going to try to go to week one without Green Bay knowing who's the starting quarterback. Yep. I know he is.
Just like you did when fucking Drew went hurt, got hurt last year.
Exactly. I mean, I'm sure it'll get leaked out, you know.
Yeah, like Diana leaked that shit out like on Friday.
Right. It'll get leaked out, but he's going to try to keep that shit secret. That shit's fucking annoying, man. Like, if Jameis was your starter, just roll with it, bro. Like, roll with the shit.
Yeah, just embrace it.
Embrace the shit, man. Like, roll with it. That's the starter. Like, there's no gamesmanship that needs to be had. You know what I'm saying? Like, he is the fucking starter, you know?
Shit. We know this. Green Bay might have to be figuring out who they saw is too, bro.
Man, listen, straight up. Maybe Jordan Love out this bitch.
Man, wouldn't that be fascinating? And then, of course, it would be against the Saints, right? Like, Jordan Love's first start.
It's going to be interesting. What if Jordan Love just, like, looks awesome in the preseason?
Ooh.
Like, so what Green Bay would be thinking? You know, say Aaron Rodgers holding out and Jordan Love just balling in the preseason. Like, he's just in sync. He's running that fucking Shanahan type of scheme with it, doing rollouts.
Mm.
Like, ooh. Well, Aaron Rodgers is going to be sweating a little bit like, damn.
I mean, I think at that point, if because the whole thing is like, we hear is like, Jordan Love's not ready. And to me, like, you drafted him last year. He sat a year. If he's not ready yet, that's troubling.
That's bad.
Like, this man did not play a single snap last year. And keep in mind, he got drafted when it was like, when he got drafted. No, he didn't have a full offseason, right? That's right. He didn't have a full offseason. But, like, bro, like, you got drafted in the first round. So did Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert went out and dominated.
Yeah.
And the GM of the Packers and Tay is like, you're not ready yet, and you sat a full season? Ooh, that is problematic.
Yeah. But, you know, how do you know it? Don't play. Like,
exactly.
I mean, he didn't even play preseason games last year. So, I mean, you just don't know.
But that's an interesting you brought that up. I think if I'm Green Bay, right, and again, it's preseason, but, like, preseason, people act like it doesn't tell you. It can tell you a lot, man. Like, oh, yeah. I remember watching Russell Wilson going off in the preseason.
Yeah, I remember.
And they had just signed Matt Flynn to that big contract, and they drafted Russell Wilson in the third, and he just came in and just balled.
Yeah.
Bruh, balled. And you just knew. You just knew.
Some players just have it, man. I never forget Victor Cruz, who you mentioned earlier.
Yep.
He is his rookie season. He was an undrafted free agent. And my God, like every time I watched the Giants preseason, this dude was just jumping over receivers. I mean, jumping over cornerbacks, just catching everything. I'm like, man, I hope he gets cut because I wanted the Saints to snatch this dude. And then he got like hurt in the third or fourth preseason game or something.
That's right. He did. I remember that.
He got stashed away on the injured reserve or whatever. And then he came back the next year and just dominated, took off.
That's right. I remember that.
So it's like, you know, you see, like, these dudes are Italian. You see it, man. You can't hide that shit. Like, good players are good players.
Going back to the whole kind of, no, man, I had a point to make about like the whole lack of vision thing, but it's escaped me, so I don't even know where I was going with it. But but I will say to your question, if you know Jordan Love balls out, I would think like a team like the Broncos would be blowing up Green Bay's phone, bro, like blowing it up,
blowing that bitch up. Like, look, man, we got these two first for you, man.
And the better Jordan Love looks, like, the less leverage the Packers have, honestly.
Shit, and Broncos got cornerbacks, man. Like, they don't even have to put in Patrick Surtain. They could throw one of the other cornerbacks, like, look, you know, throw in the safety, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you know what I'm saying? We throw him in, too. Come get it, you know? But I don't know. I doubt that happens. Just seems like Aaron Rodgers is going to be there. I don't know. This shit weird. I don't know.
You think you'll cave?
I think he cave at the end of the day, man. They're going to give him some money. You know, I'm rolling with Greg Rosenthal. Rosenthal just kind of seems like it's going to work out. I trust Rosenthal with it. But I don't know. I don't know, bro. Like, I don't know.
He don't talk to his mama, Ryan.
Oh, fucking Irv. Wow, man.
Losing recipes.
But yeah, bro, these Saints, man, like, just prepare, you know, Saints fans just got to prepare themselves for this season. It's going to be interesting, at least.
Oh.
Because we don't know what the fuck is going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could be week one, Sean suspended two games. I mean, Sean, you know, Marshawn Lattimore. Marshawn Lattimore suspended two games, and, you know, Patrick Robinson and Adebo starting at cornerback.
You know, against Davante Adams.
Fucking Aaron Rodgers returns to camp 2 weeks before game, you know, quarter season starts, and say, you know, Jameis Winston been throwing picks in camp, and everybody's like wondering what the hell is going on. It could be crazy, bro. Like, people just like to think everything's just gonna work out and be fine. Like, we don't know.
We don't, man.
It could be ugly.
And that's the thing. Like, it's crazy to me because, like, Saints fans, you know, I don't want to beat the dead horse Reese, but I just say I'm saying this as an example. Like, people saw how, like, people – football will – football shows – it's a sport, right? You see performance. We saw how bad Reese was, and, like, Saints fans, not all, right? But they're just like, oh, but, like, he didn't have OTAs and blah, blah, yeah. And playing out of position. He'll be getting better next year. How do you know that?
Yeah. Like, what are you –
What are you basing that on?
Like, it's purely hope. It's purely hope.
That's it, bro. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. Like, he's shown you consistently. He wasn't very good at pass blocking. Pretty decent at run blocking, but his pass blocking like sets and his pass blocking tape was ungood. Ungood. So, like, okay, so, yeah, if he does OTAs and mini camps, like, if he's not moved to center, if he's still, quote-unquote, playing out of position, like, how are you basing that he's just going to improve from year to one or year two? I don't get it. I don't.
And they're not even doing mini camps.
Right. I don't know.
They didn't even do rookie camp. They had a rookie camp, but it was all, like, Zoom conference calls and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if they, even the offseason, they're taking it like, lackadaisical. That was another thing that kind of just stuck out. And I'm not saying, like, you know, rookie minicamp is important. It's bullshit. You know, they don't do nothing important. But it's just like, it just kind of underscored the point. It's like, I don't understand what Sean Payton is thinking. It's like, he's still in this world where this team is a Super Bowl ready team that's ready to go, and he just needs to get the players on the field, get them ready to go. I don't feel like to me, man, Sean Payton should.
If that's the case, like that feels like, man, we don't know, right? We don't know if that's his thinking. But right. if that's his thinking,
it's out of touch. It's out of touch.
That is delusional.
Right, exactly. But it's like, to me, I would think, like, Sean Payton need to be in 2006 mode. Like, remember how crazy he was? He was cutting motherfuckers for, you know, having a fucking chair in the locker room. And
yeah, fucking, bro.
Like, he was just changing out the roster like crazy. He was, you know, holding mini camps at a college dorm.
Traded Dante Stallworth, bro.
Traded Dante Stallworth, who was, it was cold, still had, like, you know, he went on to have a great, you know, a pretty good career before he killed somebody. But
glad you threw that in, because if you was, I was about to.
He killed somebody. But I'm just saying, like, I would have thought Sean Payton would have been like this hyper focused, like, man, I'm about to build my new team. Just, you know, through no Drew Brees era, we about to start something new. But like, he's been kind of like, we'd be all right. We got a squad, you know.
BAU, business as usual.
Business as usual, yeah, baby.
But that's a great point, because you feel like, and we know 100% Sean loves to prove, like, you know, I can win with other quarterbacks. You know, now it's been like, I can win post Drew Brees and still show like I'm an elite quarterback or elite coach, not quarterback, excuse me. And I'm like, cool, I get that, but, you know, I just don't, neither of us see it. And I don't know, I just, this team feels kind of milquetoast.
Yeah, very milquetoast. Just like annoying and milquetoast, you know? Just,
yeah.
What are y'all, you know?
And but like, don't get me like, you know, CeeDee, I love CeeDee, love his energy. Like, he always makes things entertaining and that. But like, and then the Saints Twitter account tweeted like this video of Demario Davis like a couple of days ago, his best plays from last season, and I was like, shit, like, is Demario like our best pass rusher? Like, like for real. Like, even last year, obviously it was Trey,
But that but there was that stretch when Kwan came on and kind of freed up DeMario. He was a terror. Like, he was just living in the backfield, bro. Just
Can we not just bring Kwan back on like a vet deal? Like,
come on back, man.
This man out here running. I don't care what Pete Warner timed in his 40. He is not faster than Kwan Alexander coming off a torn Achilles. He's not. He's not, bro. I've seen it.
I believe you, bro. I believe it.
Like Ian Rappaport even said, like, the Saints were considering bringing Kwan back, blah, blah, blah. But then, you know, after selecting Pete Warner, like you going to let Pete Warner stop you from bringing back Kwan Alexander? Okay.
That makes no sense whatsoever. Cool. None. Cool. Makes no sense.
What's the vision?
That's the question I'm asking.
Watch. Kwan going to get picked up on the cheap by the Chiefs. He going to have Chris Jones and whoever they signed from Seattle that they cut like late in free agency, that's a good tackle. Because they kept Puna Ford. I can't think of who they cut. And he gonna have those dudes in front of him, just, you know, just be clear him space. And I'm just telling you, bro. Like, I know how the game goes. Like,
It's so annoying, man. The Saints really. We could be wrong, man. Like, things.
I would love to. Like, I want. If this season, could you imagine? Like, if this season ended up being like a 2017 season.
Yeah, like that, like, would be fine with me.
We're like, we go back to the photo. Fucking Patriots game, bro.
Right.
I saw you tweet it. Hashtag fire Peyton. And you deleted it. And we just had that. Fuck, it was humid as fuck. Then it started raining and like. Wait,
bricks.
Bro, I was big sweating, man. Fucking Alex Anzalone, he was. Yeah,
I remember, bro. I was sitting behind you, boy. I brought you about 4 or 5 towels, man.
I love Louisiana. I love New Orleans. It's like my second home. But, bro,
that's no outside sports bars for me. No thanks. Let's keep it inside.
Oh my god. And I just remember that play where, like, Alexander Lone was trying to cover Gronk and he was like doing good, but then like he slipped and then Gronk scored a touchdown. And then they just went on this tear where they just rolled off like wins after win after win. And like it was just like this team that just surprised all of us, right? Like that was such a great, fun year. We could be wrong in the team. Could end up being like that and just surprise the shit out of us. And I want people who listen to the podcast, like, we are not hoping that the Saints are not good or that they're bad, right? But also, as a sports fan, like, again, we made the analogy kind of in the past, like, do you want to be the Bengals every year or the Texans? Like, were you good enough to make the playoffs and then get bounced in the wild card? Because then you're just like, you're like the baseline. Like, you're better than bad, but you're not great. Like, you can't improve your team that way. And it's hard. It's hard to be just in the NFL. Like, it's one of the worst places to be. Either be good or either be like great or be bad. But being average.
I mean, think of like the Arizona Cardinals. You know what I'm saying? It's like. You got this young, you know, this little young, exciting quarterback, but it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, what's going on?
I'll say this, whatever you want to say about Cliff, and I get it. At least they're trying to get him weapons. Like, they're getting Kyler weapons, though.
Getting some old weapons. He's getting them weapons.
They drafted Nuke, right? Mm-hmm. They traded for Nuke, sorry. They AJ Green, which I think was going to be a disaster, but like they drafted, you know, Rondell Moore in the second round. Like, at least like give him reasons to fail. And I like Kyler, right? Like I think he'll be fine. But like obviously Jameis is, you know, Jameis played like five seasons. Like he's played five seasons in the NFL. He's been in the NFL. He's going on his seventh season. Like we've beaten that horse to death. Here's a question that I will ask you though, because I've been thinking about it. Does Zach Bond make the team?
Man, like he's feeling kind of like Stanley Jean-Baptiste, bro. Like,
does Zach Bond make the team, bro? I don't know. Like, what are you putting at?
He's not going to be an edge rusher because they like length. They like long. Like, they don't want, like, a tweener. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't want that. They don't want tweeners on a
They said no TJ Watts, who was a tweener in college.
Exactly. They don't want that. Don't want it. So he's a linebacker, off the ball linebacker. So where does he fit? Is he a Mike?
No.
Like I don't see that. Is he a Sam? If so, that means he plays like 10 snaps a game.
He becomes like the Kate Nellis of the Saints, of the defense.
Exactly. So what is he?
I don't know, bro. Oh no,
Tez Wilson, like
I mean, if he can have the Tez Wilson play that he had against the Chargers that one time, like
I remember Tez Wilson knocking the shit out of Christian Ponder in the Vikings game.
Oh, that's right.
Like just came across the field, just bow, knocked the shit out of him. One of those few plays. Man, why would that dude dove climbing, whatever his name?
Oh, my God. Blocked that ass.
It was in my mentions today, man.
What? In your? Yeah. I mean, you got almost 9,000 followers, so this is not surprising.
But he don't follow me, bro. Like, I think he has a Breeze alert. Because I mentioned Breeze. I was like, look, Breeze was pretty bad last year. You know, and I love Breeze, but he was bad last year, so. You know, Jameis Winston can be an improvement. Even if Jameis doesn't play like outstanding, if he's just good, that could be an improvement.
Oh, for sure. Days. For sure.
And Clum was like, yeah, that's not a stretch to say at all. I'm like, shut the fuck up, man. Get the fuck out my bitches.
This dude must have a Breeze alert. Like, how?
He got a Breeze alert. Like, what the fuck?
What a sad fucking person, bro. Sad.
You don't get the hell out of here, bro.
I mean, no, he's been blocked for about like two years.
I keep him unblocked, man, just for entertainment purposes. Just entertainment.
anything else in the? I mean, ain't shit going on. But like anything else in the league that you know you want to head on before we get out.
It's nothing, bro.
Like, dead, bro.
Like fucking Teddy. We talked about Teddy Bridgewater 2-minute drill already. It's like, it's like there's nothing going on, man. It is dry. Dead. I'm sitting there watching the Golden State Warriors versus Lakers. It's like nothing, bro.
No, at all. You know, until camp and all that shit starts happening. But like that's I only had brought up Zach Bond because that's one of the more fascinating things to me is like, did we just waste a third round pick? Was fucking Kiari Ford? No, he was a fourth round pick. Yeah, he was fourth round. He was a third round.
Yeah.
But I don't know where Zach Bond fits in on this defense. I really don't. No
clue. I don't, man. And it's not even like a hate. It's just I have not seen the visual evidence to make a clear evaluation.
I don't think the team knows where they want to play him.
It's like I just haven't seen. He hasn't been on the field. Like when he's on the field, it's like
special teams.
Made a tackle. He's on special teams.
Like, okay. I know he cut the hair. Just decided to let it go. Good for him. That's all I know.
I saw my dude. Peyton Turner, he was at Blue Oak Barbecue.
Man, that's I gotta go when I go back, bro. Yeah, gotta go.
We gotta get over there, bro. We gotta get over there, man. get a spicy chicken sandwich or something, man. That shit be looking good.
Dog, bro. Every day it's on my timeline. I'm just like, oh, why am I doing this to myself?
Like, damn, that shit look good. Fuck.
But Payne, yeah, you know, Payne Turner's happy as hell, getting acclimated to the city, which is great, man. And I kind of want to clarify something, right? You know, the video that happened during our live stream that went viral, like, that was nothing against him as like a player, right? Like, that was nothing against him as a person. And we weren't trying to take the shine off, obviously, a great moment in his life. But also, we were not the only ones that had that reaction. Like,
no.
Draft pundits and people who cover the draft in the media are also like, oh.
Right.
So, just wanted to clarify that.
No, it is nothing against him at all. You know, like, I'm happy to have him as a Saint, and I hope he has a fantastic career. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no ill will. I don't have any ill will against any player. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no player. None.
You know what I'm saying? So, I love it. I love it. I love it. I hope he just balls out, man. Like, and he has a chance to. He has the opportunity to. He has the talent to.
He probably going to get some opportunity because, I don't know if Marcus is going to play a full season.
I'm saying, like Payne Turner, like, go ahead and make them trade Marcus Davenport. Like, trade him for a fifth-round pick, a sixth-round pick. Like, just get him out of here. Go and just force their hand and say, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't need you, bro.
Yeah, like, we've seen enough.
Seen enough. Like, I love it, bro. I love it.
Hopefully next week we can get Greg on, get on the show. I texted him earlier today. He said it's long overdue for him to come on, talk about his projected starter series, which is always one of the
good things. Always good.
Always good, bro. Like, and I am pretty like locked in, you know, to the league too. But it's just good to just read, just the, you know, just have that refresher.
Yeah. Not even safe, man. Like, you just want to just like dive into like what's going on with your other teams or whatever. Like, just read that shit, man. It's like, okay, that shit is good.
Are the Bucks going to really keep Gronk, Cameron Brate, and OJ Howard, bro? Like, I don't know, bro. I think
like, throw us OJ, man. Like, OJ ain't throwing.
No, bro. You know they ain't trading too. He's gonna trade to a division rival, you know.
Like, what are you losing? He ain't done shit. Shit. throw us OG, though. Like, that shit ain't gonna hurt y'all, man.
Right? Like, y'all gonna be all right. It ain't like Tom Brady gonna throw to him anyway. Like, we know who his favorite is. Like, come on. Mm-hmm. Just give us OG, bro. So Greg hopefully can come on next week. And then I know I've been saying it. Sophia, she's just been swamped with like her, you know, papers and publications. So she still obviously definitely wants to come on, talk about black holes, wormholes when she's not, so busy that is going to happen. And then so for our raffle winners, Rod and David, I hit both you guys up in the DMs today to get your addresses. My goal is to send out the tumblers. I'm planning to pick them up on Friday and then send them out hopefully next week. And then for Jessica, who won the t-shirt, that's already shipped, ordered today, shipped. You should be getting that hopefully by the end of the month. So we want to continue to, you know, do more of these things where we're rewarding our people, our Patreon subscribers. We really do appreciate you guys, tuning in, being fans of the show, spreading the word, all that. We can't thank you guys enough for that.
And Jessica, make sure to at Saints.
Yeah, I'll send her an email. Like, yeah. You know, added something. Like, I don't even know who her ad is. Like, I just got, right. I got her email from Patreon, but I don't know who her ad is on Twitter. She might not even be on Twitter. She may have just found, I don't know. But yeah, I'll hit her up and ask her to just, you know, once she gets a shirt, just hit, you know, add us and mention us so, you know, we can retweet it and post it. Yeah. But with that, we're going to get out of here. Ain't much shit going on. We'll try to continue to have some more episodes. Hopefully Greg can come on next week and keep this thing going. And with that, we're out.
Peace.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.